This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Creativity is a strange thing. On the one hand, it needs structure. Just enough boundaries to keep it from drifting aimlessly into the void. On the other hand, too much structure, too many rules, and too many layers of approval, and creativity is suffocated. Creative processes need frameworks, but they cannot survive in cages. As leaders, many of us wrestle with this tension. We want innovation, but we also want order. We want fresh ideas, but we want them delivered in a way that makes sense and fits neatly into a project plan. And that's where things get tricky. Because on your team, you will have people who are absolute rock stars at process improvement. People who see inefficiencies instantly. People who redesign workflows in their sleep. People who can transform a broken system into a smooth running machine. These are your creatives, your builders, your improvers, your what if we tried this kind of thinkers. But here's the deal. You have to give them a framework, just like a fenced-in yard, and then you let them run wild. You set boundaries. Here's the timeline, here's the budget, here's the goal, and here are the things we cannot compromise on. That's your fence. Then, and this is the hardest part, get out of the way. If you hover, if you micromanage, and if you question every step or add new rules every 5 minutes, you're not going to get their best work. You get their most cautious work, and cautious creativity, it's not really creativity at all. It's compliance. But when you give talented people space to move, something amazing happens. They'll surprise you. They may even delight you. They'll blow you away with ideas you never would have imagined. They fix things you didn't even know were problems. They give you solutions that make you think, why didn't we do this years ago? Creativity thrives when it has a little room to breathe. Your role as a leader isn't to provide every idea. It's to provide the conditions where ideas can flourish. So next time you hand a project to your process improvement rock stars, try this. Build the frame, explain the goal, set the boundaries, and then let them go. Watch what happens when people feel trusted instead of controlled. Watch what happens when passion isn't stifled but encouraged. Watch what happens when the fence is tall enough to guide them but wide enough to give them space. You'll get more creativity than you ever thought possible. Because the magic isn't in the fence, it's in the freedom inside of it.